Daily Rest, April 26, 2024. This week's theme is Jesus' Epiphany in John's Gospel. Then Jesus said to them, "A little while longer the light is with you. Walk while you have the light, lest darkness overtake you. He who walks in darkness does not know where he is going. While you have the light, believe in the light, that you may become sons of light." John chapter 12, verses 35 to 36. Jesus, the light leading us to become sons of light. Jesus spoke these words a few days before his death. He would be visibly present with his disciples only a little while longer. Jesus would soon ascend into heaven. While he was still with them as their light, Jesus urged his disciples to walk lest darkness overtake them. Walk where? What was Jesus urging his disciples to do? Jesus wanted his disciples to walk with him and to him in faith as they had opportunity. Judas had already walked away and had entered Satan's darkness by betraying Jesus for mere money. Jesus' other disciples would abandon him in the garden, fleeing in fear from the soldiers and servants sent to arrest him. They would then face a crisis of faith resolved only by the powerful light of Jesus' resurrection. After his resurrection, Jesus would remain with them only a short time, shining his light upon God's truth and love. He did so to remove Mary Magdalene's sorrow by appearing to her at the empty tomb. He did so to remove Cleopas and his friends' confusion by studying biblical prophecies with them on the way to Emmaus. He did so to remove Thomas's doubts by directing him to place his fingers and his hands in his wounds so that he might truly believe. He did so to remove Peter's self-reliance by questioning his love so that Peter might rely solely upon his Savior. By so walking, the disciples believed in the light and became sons of light. Let us also walk with and to Jesus by meditating upon his word. May his light shine within our hearts, leading us to an ever stronger faith as sons of light. Dear Jesus, move us to walk with you always so that we may be enlightened by your truths and remain sons of light. Amen. This devotion is taken from Daily Rest, a publication of the Church of the Lutheran Confession, clc.org. Gethsemane Lutheran Church is a member congregation of the CLC. Our website is gethsemaneclc.org.